Tonight we celebrate Jesus Christ born in our flesh and Jesus Christ who is and who ever will be the light of the world and even light for us tonight, this evening. But for us to really appreciate what that means for Jesus to be the light of the world, we need to go back to his word. So open up, we have a Bible in front of you tonight. We're going to go up to the very first verse, the very first chapter of the Bible today in Genesis chapter 1, which we heard this evening. This morning we hear the beginning of the world. Can you imagine it all? Nothing existed. God was spirit. There was nothing tangible, material yet to even be seen or touched. And in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And there was darkness over all. And we heard the creators involved there, God in the beginning. We see the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, hovering over this darkness. So we have two people of the Holy Trinity. And in verse 3, we hear looking into this creation like he did time and time again. And God said, his word, not just written, but spoke. God said, let there be light, and there was light. And there was evening and morning the first day. A little bit later, we hear today in our first lesson from the Gospels, in John chapter 1, that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God, and the Word was with God, and that Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and that Word we know is Christ. And so, right there in the beginning, verse 1, all about God the Father. Verse 2, all about God the Holy Spirit. And verse 3, Jesus Christ, pre-incarnate God, right there, the very Word of God existing before he was born, speaking light into darkness. But what's important for us tonight is you go a little bit further. We hear not until much later, verse 14, if you're following in your Bible, verse 14, we finally get into a different day of the week. We start to see on the fourth day of creation, God finally saying this, let there be lights in the heavens to separate day from night. And so God makes the sun, moon, and stars on day 4. This is how we know day and night nowadays. So if you're putting 2 and 2 together, how is this possible? How can God say there's light existing, and how can there be an evening and morning, the first day of creation, when God hasn't even created the sun, the moon, or the stars? Ever wonder that? It's one of those fun things when you dive deep into the Bible that seems like there's kind of a detachment. How can there be light? There's nothing to give light, not even a sun in the world. Any answers? How do we explain this? Is this another inconsistency of the Bible? What do you think? Let's go back our trusty elder tonight. God is the light. Now, for some of us, this might be a really easy answer. For some of us, we might have our heads blown. Before the sun even existed to radiate heat and light and give order to day and night in our world, God himself, Jesus himself, the Word made flesh, was that light that shone over the beginning of the world before there was even a single thing. Jesus is that true light that has not only shone in the beginning, but Jesus is that true light that will again shine in the new heavens and the new earth. Tonight we heard that other lesson. In the very back of the Bible, Revelation, he talks about a new heavens coming down into the new earth, and there being the beginning of eternity, and the holy city, Jerusalem, a new temple. But there is no temple, but it's Jesus. Jesus is the light that brings light for all eternity. So tonight, we hang another ornament on the Jesse tree to remember Jesus is the light of the world. And I don't know if there's anybody that would be takers. We have only one left. Anybody want to volunteer to do the honors? I'll give you a couple. Sure. I'll let you come up here, Lynette. We have a special ornament for you. And this will be a way of explaining tonight's message. So you can hang that on one of these limbs over on the side here. And for us folks who can't quite see what's going on, this is what's being hung on our Jesse tree. That Jesus himself, thank you, Lynette, perfect job. Jesus himself, the crown jewel of creation, has not only been risen from the roots, but is coming back down. And from this candle, we know that Jesus is the light of the world. Oftentimes when we just celebrated Christmas, often people like to put Christmas lights on their trees. A long-standing tradition was that this was a creation of Martin Luther, actually. Martin Luther invented Christmas trees, some believe, and before electricity, he would actually hang candles before the trees would burn down. So thanks to God that we have electricity. But that makes me wonder tonight, if Jesus is the light of the world, what does light do normally? Why is a candle a perfect image for God's light? Why do we need light? Let's really think of the basic necessities. We need water. We need light. Light not only exposes dark, but light also gives warmth. And without light, there would not be life. If you think of the plants, the natural process of photosynthesis, there would not be a single green plant without light. As you can see, it's the darkest time of the year, and there's not a whole lot of life outside. So you can give thanks that Jesus is that light of the world that has given us light. So if Jesus is the light of the world, as we celebrate that light of the world expanding, not only shining over Bethlehem, but shining in Wales, Wisconsin, how can God's light, how can Jesus shine within your life today? For a lot of us, we're beginning a brand new year, and it seems like we're taking a lot of last year along with us for a ride again. We just can't help but hold on to the past. For a lot of us, being able to have light and reflect that light to another person, it seems like a really tough task. It's easy to get depressed. Seasonal affective disorder is real. It's easy for us to get depressed when, even if it's not dark out, because just life catches up with us. This is nothing new under the sun that we know. As long as sin is in the world and as long as we are in this world, there will be problems. But we will know that, yes, too, there will be Jesus and his light. This brand new year had is another opportunity from God, and every morning is a new opportunity, another chance to reflect light. You can do that through a simple gesture to your neighbor. Maybe a neighbor needs their snow to be plowed. Maybe it's somebody that needs a special phone call to be cheered up. Maybe it's a family member you just haven't talked to in a while. Maybe it's a card. A simple gesture of helping out a person in the checkout line behind you or the car in line to get their next coffee, to pay it forward. Little actions of love go a long way to spread light. And for you, not just Jesus, but for you to be the light of the world for Jesus. One thing I like to not just study astronomy, but to know that the moon is not made of cheese. Sorry to break it to you. The moon, as our satellite of the Earth, is made of dust and rock. Pretty much dead. And you know why it shines at night? if it doesn't have any way of radiating light or heat, what does it do? It reflects the light that bounces off of it from the sun. The light comes across the earth, bounces off the moon and all those reflecting dust, and it comes on back to you. Friends, you are like that moon of ours. We may be dust. We might not have anything to give of our own at times. We might feel cold and unable to give love. And at that precise moment, know that it is the light of Christ that will reflect off of you and be shown to others. Even if we can't, Jesus is that light for you tonight. No matter what's going on, whether we're up or down or anywhere in between, Jesus is the light that's going to fill you with his love no matter what. Jesus will time and time again fill you with his forgiveness every single time you come to him. And with that love and forgiveness will beam light out of you. As we think of this candle, as you are candles in a dark world, I want to share with you something else. I happen to be a music fan. I like older music. And in the 1970s, the United States was introduced to something kind of wild. It was called reggae. And with this man, Bob Marley and the Wailers, he was a son of a Christian missionary. And he has a story for us tonight and how we can be little lights, little stars in the world. You see, light is infectious. And the joy that light brings is contagious. Bob Marley had this idea as a reggae singer. It was kind of an idea that virologists would even hold. Bob Marley believed that he could cure racism and hate, literally cure it by injecting music and love into people's lives. And one day he was scheduled to perform at a peace rally concert, and a lone gunman came to his house and shot him down. 2 days later, he walked out on stage and continued to sing. And somebody had asked him why. He said, "The people who are trying to make this world worse are not taking a day off. So how can I light up the darkness?" Now, I won't claim that Bob Marley is the perfect Christian witness for us tonight, but what he said, I think, can give us a little bit to take home with you. It's a pretty dark world, and it will be dark when the sun comes up. It's your job and my job as the hands and feet of Christ, his little lights, to shine a little bit of love again. And I know you can, because I know you have. And I know you can tonight, because all we have to do to be able to do that is simply reflect the love and light that is Christ already given to you. As we have been given, may it be given to others as well. So tonight, we know that you are the light of the world. Amen.